Things are starting to get back to normal following our wild weather. We spoke with the Hilo Chamber of Commerce head, Gordon Takaki, this morning about the resiliency of small businesses to weather the lava fallout and now this latest natural disaster.
With the lava, we were through a lot. That probably has more of an impact because that seems to be more long-term, as opposed to the storm and the flooding and all that. I mean, you saw the photos of the flooding by the soccer field.
Right.
And that's going to go away slowly, draining away, and by the end of the week, it'll be damp, mushy. They probably can play soccer there, but it'll be okay. There's some other areas, and leading up to how we get to business, but there's some other areas that they're showing the water just coming down like unbelievably crazy. And that's mostly, and the good news above all else, there were no injuries or death reported.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, that is just, if you have to ask for the best thing is, that was the best thing. But, you know, from a business perspective, I kind of, the other day, I was driving around in the mall area, and, you know, there were a few stores closed. Even in the mall, it's right within the mall, there were some stores closed, and they had the signpost said, we'll be closed today, or until further notice. But further notice lasted one day. I went back the next day because I'm a mall walker.
Okay.
So I went over to the mall, and gosh, you know, most of them were open. One or two were closed, but and I got to go back today, get to my walk later on today. So I'll see if anyone, but I'd be surprised if anybody was closed today. I think, again, a lot of the reason many of them were closed, and this is speculation on my part, is for the safety of the customers and the employees.
Well, what about the impact on the tourist industry?
Some of them did cancel, and depending where they're from, if they're from certain areas of the country where they were flooding, they can relate to that and they say, oh my goodness, no, we won't go there, not only for our safety, but we don't want to be in the way of the people that live in the area. But there've been some cancellation. And the other thing is, from an economic standpoint, is those that were already here or there was no way they can leave, there's not a whole lot they could do. I mean, a lot of the places that they would normally visit or were shut down or weren't open for them to partake in the activities. So that's where some of the economic impact will be. How much of an impact, I think, over the next few days, there'll be assessments made, and at that point we'll have a better feel of what were the impact. We had a couple of calls, by the way, the Chamber office did, asking us, should they come? You know, it was like before the hurricane came, but prior to that, like, it was, okay, it's headed our way. And a few phone calls came in that said, should we come? I mean, you know, obviously we couldn't tell them to not come or come. We just had to be very safe and, you know, check the weather report, check wherever, and you have to make your own decision, of course.
What about any upcoming festivals or events that you folks had in the pipeline?
I think the only, like in Honolulu, a lot of the sporting events for the high schoolers, soccer field, that's the biggest soccer field we've got. And all the soccer field will be affected. We're coming into the football season. And so same thing with football. A lot of the fields will be unable to be used for the football games. But beyond that, I think we're okay. I'm trying to think, August, the only big event for Hilo is in the month of September, which is the great county fair.
so we just have to keep our fingers crossed for
you
folks.
Yeah, I mean, that another one, but all the, like I said, coming back to the football field, the soccer field, those are the ones that will be affected the most. And people say, well, that's just kids. There's no... there are people that are selling the different things at ball games, the rent, and there's many other things that goes on. So, yeah, there'll be some. impact on the cancellation. But yeah, I can't think of anything else off the top of my head that occurs this time of the year.
All right, but
maybe,
overall,
like I said again, we won't know. You know, in the next couple of days, we'll have a better assessment. The county and everyone else will start doing their true assessment. We'll be okay. That's my personal perspective. We'll be okay.
That was Gordon Takaki, who is optimistic that the small business community will bounce back after this latest setback to the economy.